This positive thinking and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Son, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Tuesday, St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Another story talking about Republican gubernatorial candidate Perry Johnson. Yesterday, Johnson came out with a press conference proposing a top-to-bottom audit of every state of Michigan department, every agency, and every major program to identify waste, being able to reduce spending, and restructuring of their operations, which he claims to have already found in the state's budget. Johnson said his plan, dubbing it the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, Mega Audit, uses private sector efficiency technologies, analyzes quality management principles in state government. Johnson, a business executive who has worked with thousands of corporations and organizations on operational standards, said the initiative is designed to evaluate how taxpayer dollars are being spent and whether government programs are producing measurable results. Under Johnson's proposal, every state department would undergo a full operational and financial audit within the first 2 years of a Johnson administration. Agencies would be required to justify their budgets through zero-based budgeting processes, meaning each program must demonstrate its value rather than relying on prior year funding levels. Programs that fail to meet performance standards could be restructured or eliminated. I'm going to stop the story right here. Every year, bureaucratic agencies and departments automatically get a 2-3% increase in their operating budgets. Nobody questions whether or not that agency or bureaucratic department is even needed, whether or not it's even required to continue to operate. But it's there. It's an established agency. They have letterhead. They have offices. They have staff. They have computers. Well, of course it's required because somebody back in the day came up with this department, this bureaucratic agency. So every single year, they automatically not only get their fully funding to keep going, usually they get a raise. Johnson says, as the next governor, that's going to stop. This is getting really, really, really interesting. He's got more in this press release. I'm going to get into it here in the next segment. But this is the kind of thing that the state of Michigan needs to go absolutely through. It sounds like we finally have a gubernatorial candidate that knows how to do it. We're going to take a short break. We'll continue the story on the other side. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, or second segment of the first half hour. Trying to rush this show along. I got lots of things to get done this afternoon. Trying to rush the show, but I got to get this story in. This is absolutely what is needed to fix the state of Michigan. Republican gubernatorial candidate Perry Johnson yesterday held a press conference in Lansing, and he laid out his vision as to exactly what he would do with a Michigan efficiency government audit. The mega audit, MEGA, would use private sector efficiency and quality management principles and apply it to our state government in Lansing. Now stop and think about this. Perry Johnson is a multimillionaire. When I interviewed him on the show back on March 5th, he explained that he has businesses, companies, corporations in 67 countries around the world. If we were to hire this guy as an efficiency expert to come in and do this audit, it would cost us millions and millions and millions of dollars. Or we can choose to vote for him. If he becomes the Republican candidate and wins in November against Mike Duggan, the Democrat running as an independent, and Jocelyn Benson, he's going to do this stuff and says this is going to be his number one priority as the next governor of the state of Michigan. And after he goes through every single agency, bureaucratic agency and department, those programs, agencies, bureaucratic agencies and departments that fail to meet performance standards would be restructured or eliminated. Perry Johnson's plan calls for the use of independent private sector review teams to assess state operations using internationally recognized efficiency standards. Audit findings would be made public through an online dashboard, tracking the spending performance metrics and identifying cost savings. Johnson said the audit would examine areas of past concerns, including the unemployment insurance fraud, $9 billion that was paid out to people that didn't deserve it, technology challenges at the Michigan Secretary of State's office, corporate subsidy programs administered by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, and cost overruns when it comes to state information technology and their vendor contracts. Johnson's proposal also includes consolidating agencies, eliminating redundant programs, and setting performance benchmarks for all departments. Johnson said the savings generated through this audit could help fund broader tax and economic policy changes while improving transparency and accountability in Michigan's state government. Wow. Good press release. Great ideas. The guy obviously knows what he's talking about. Well, meanwhile, U.S. Congressman John James, Republican of Shelby Township, was photographed at Mar-a-Lago on Saturday evening. At the same time, President Donald Trump was at the Florida estate. According to a post on Facebook by a socialite, Ziggy Flicker, don't even know who that is. Well, a According to the website which tracks Trump's schedule, he went golfing on Saturday during the day and then attended a MAGA Incorporated fundraiser that evening. Picture of John James posted there on social media. Doesn't say whether or not James was able to meet or talk with the president. Another candidate claims they'll open up the governor's office to FOIA requests. Republican gubernatorial candidate Tom Leonard on Monday proposed a plan to voluntarily subject the governor's office to public records requests under the state's Freedom of Information Act, known as FOIA. A move, Leonard says, would increase transparency in state government. Announced during Sunshine Week, Leonard's proposal would create an executive directive requiring the governor, the lieutenant governor, and the executive office staff to process records requests through a newly established Office of Open Government. Requests would follow standard FOIA timelines and disclosure requirements, and a formal appeals process would be created to review any requests that were denied. Michigan is one of a handful of states where the governor's office and the legislature are currently exempt from FOIA requests. Leonard said the directive would allow a governor to begin opening records immediately without waiting for legislative action, while also calling on lawmakers to pass a permanent bill applying FOIA to the executive branch. In his statement, Leonard said, "The way you rebuild trust isn't with talking points about FOIA. It's by putting forth a real proposal that can be implemented on day one." The DeWitt-based candidate also challenged other gubernatorial candidates to release their own written transparency plans, arguing voters should expect specific proposals rather than just general commitments. The proposal is part of a broader campaign focused on government accountability and transparency. So that's what you're getting from two of the Republican gubernatorial candidates. Well, what's happening on the Democrat side? President Mini Timmermaraju of the National Reproductive Freedom for All organization headlined a campaign event Saturday night for Jocelyn Benson, calling her the only one candidate in this race who's a champion for our fundamental freedoms. When it comes to abortion and related policy proposals, Benson, Michigan's current Secretary of State, said there's a shortage of OBGYNs in Michigan, as well as physicians and nurses. For example, according to the Federal Health Resources and Services Administration, the HRSA, there's a projected shortage of 7,660 full-time OBGYNs, according to the study, predicting that in just 11 years from now, in 2037, the shortage will grow to 46% in non-metro areas. Our healthcare plan includes opportunities to invest in scholarships and also calls for the relocation for OBGYN physicians and nurses to rural areas of our state. That's something that's going to be important to ensuring health care is available for all, which reproductive rights are absolutely key to protecting women's health. Benson said to MERS News Service following the dinner, which was held at a Detroit restaurant. President of the organization Reproductive Freedom for All touted Benson's policy proposals to fund mobile health centers. Basically, health trailers that could be taken to rural and underserved communities. Also looking to establish a prescription drug affordability board to review and regulate drug costs within the state of Michigan. Didn't Donald Trump already do this? They even got a website, TrumpRx.com. Cheapest medical prescriptions in the country. She needs to do it at the state level? Isn't that redundant? Well, lastly, this is a big one, folks. When asked Jocelyn Benson if she would support using Medicaid dollars to cover abortions right now, such as coverage which is limited to rape, incest, and life-saving circumstances, Benson said, "We will certainly have to look at that." You see, she won't commit to saying it during the campaign, but you can bet your bottom dollar she definitely will do it if she gets elected and becomes the next governor. Benson then turned her answer toward larger concerns around federal government restricting Medicaid eligibility beginning next year, as well as Congress not voting to continue subsidies to insurance companies selling coverage on the Affordable Care Act, ACA's marketplace. Premiums are skyrocketing. I've talked to parents who are going without health coverage because they can't afford the premiums for their kids. So certainly making sure that reproductive care is available to every single person in the state is a priority for me as a mom, Benson said. Doesn't that statement contradict itself? She wants to make sure reproductive care, abortions, is available to every single person in the state because it's a priority for me as a mother. You're a mother. You gave birth to a child, or maybe perhaps a couple kids. I don't know how many she has. Reproductive care as a mother is a priority for me. Unbelievable. While others that attended the event, State Representative Tanya Myers Phillips, Democrat from Detroit, and Shanae Watson Whitaker, she is the director of the Michigan Campaign for Reproductive Freedom for All.